Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody. Come on, lift your hands up all over the place. Tell them how much you need it. Oh, we need God. Come on and bless his name. Oh, God. We need the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire. We need fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire.
We need it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we need the fire. People of God, we need the fire in this time. Amen. Praise God. The fire that breaks yokes. The fire that brings changes in our lives. The fire, glory to God, that elevates us. The fire, amen, that purifies us. The fire, amen, that Pentecost fire. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, people of God. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Kelly McNeil this morning at Mount Carmel International Church service this morning. Amen. And we thank and praise God for you and you for allowing me to come into your homes and allowing me to come into your space. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you this morning, amen. You rose up, glory to God, hallelujah. It's a time of worship, it's a time of praise, amen, to give God all the glory, amen, that's due to him every day, not just on Sunday, people of God, but every day when you wake up, say good morning, glory to God, glory to God. So we thank and praise God on this morning, amen. I'm going to pray and I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the fire, God, even now, God, fire over our minds, fire over our hearts, fire over our feet, God, fire over our hands, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come and we thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, fire in our eyes. I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, take out all the scales, God. Open up our ears, oh God, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and how you are blessing us, God. Hey, yes, hold on, most, yeah. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit, God. I thank you, Lord God, for divine guidance, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for divine intervention, Father God, in our lives, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come, God, today, oh God, yes, Holy Ghost, I ask, God, that you will bless thy people, God. Hallelujah. All that's under the sound of my voice on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, yeah, yeah, my Sata, that you are doing a new thing on the inside of us, God, in the name of Jesus. You are purifying our minds, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and you are purifying our hearts, oh God, and I thank you for it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, Holy Ghost. So, Father God, as I come, God, today, I ask, Lord God, that you will touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the very soles of my foot, God, ye kato rabasanda, take out everything that is not pleasing in thy sight, oh God, that I may speak to your people, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, these are your people, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, and Father God, you say distance is not a barrier, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray the prayer of faith over them today, Lord. Lord God, hi, yes, Holy Ghost, and I speak the words that you want me to speak today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I lift my hands before you, and I pray for wisdom, I pray for the knowledge, and I pray for the understanding, yes, Holy Ghost. So, Father, I thank you, God, I give you glory, Father, I lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, have your way on today. Move in the airways, God, yes, Holy Spirit, go to where they're at right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Uplift their spirit, God. Purify them, God. Yes, hear that, son, that Elmasia. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we open up our hearts, yes, Holy Ghost, to receive thy word today, I ask, Lord God, that you will make a change in our lives. And I thank you, Father, for doing it in advance. These things I pray in your son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. People of God, hallelujah. I bless God this morning, amen, on Friday. Amen. The Lord, I was speaking on Friday about, God was speaking. He says to look beyond. Look beyond. So he told me to do a series of looking beyond and to keep praying for the eyes of the people. Keep praying for the ears of the people. Keep praying over them. Yes, Holy Ghost. So I want you today to take a thought in your mind. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, I thank you. You're moving different this morning. God wants you to think different. He wants you to look through the eyes of faith. So what he's saying, he said, look beyond your circumstances, look beyond where you're at right now, what's going on in your life. I want you to look beyond, see things already done, see them already happening, see them already prospering. See, is what we see, amen, praise God, with our hearts and our minds. And God wants to change that because now we're looking at everything as face value. So God wants you to change your perception of how you're looking at things. Yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. So today, praise God, I want you to turn with me to Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. So while you're getting that, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, when we see things in the natural, we may think nothing good can come from this. I want to talk to us today. But what happens when we look at the same picture with the eyes of faith, I want you to hear me today, with the eyes of faith, it's time to look beyond the facts. Look beyond the facts, people of God. The Bible says in Genesis 1, amen, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, come on, let there be light. And there was light. The creative power of God in the realm of the physical, come on, God saw emptiness, darkness, and waste. But in the realm of the spirit, come on, I want you to come with me this morning, he saw a different picture of what the earth should be. He imagined, come on, a beautiful and an ordinary world. God had a concept, a picture of what he wanted to see in his mind. When he vocalized what was in his mind, God spoke out into the realm of manifestation. Oh, yes, God. What he already imagined and conceived in his mind. Okay, I hear you, God. So here, I want you, God, tell me, try to explain this a little bit better for the ones that really don't understand the realm of manifestation. When I think of where I'm at now, come on. You have a home, you have four bedrooms and three bathrooms and however, maybe some people, praise God, have one room. But in your mind, you imagine, glory to God, because God has placed something in your spirit, you imagine something a little better. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. So in your mind, you're thinking, I'm not staying where I'm at right now. Hallelujah, because God has given me a different picture of where he's taking me. I want you to hear me this morning. So what I'm saying is that in the realm of manifestation, what he already imagined and conceived in his mind,
So what God is saying to us today, glory to God, I'm doing some teaching here today. Yes, Holy Ghost. He wants you to think beyond where you're at right now. Come on, Holy Ghost. As a result is the world as it is today. So let's break it down so that we can understand this revelation clearly. God saw by the physical eyes a world in chaos, darkness, and emptiness. He created and developed and imagined in his mind how things should be. God spoke out what he wanted to see. Come on, come on, come on. We know we command all day. Come on. What he said came to pass. Come on. The spoken word of God created a physical light and brightness in a dark world. As children of God, I want you to put your name there, as Carolyn, come on, we have been given creative power. For surety, I say to you, whosoever say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt, I want you to go with me this morning, does not doubt in his heart. See, it's in your heart and your mind, but believe that those things he say will be done. He will have whatever he say. That's the word of God, people. Come on, Holy Ghost. Mark 11 and 23. He said, if you don't doubt, those things can happen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You have God creative power. Oh, I want you to raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for God creative power. Your words can turn mountains to valleys. Come on, Holy Ghost. Your words can turn defeat into victory. Oh, I want to talk to us today. Hence, use your words well. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We have power to speak. I want you to know that today. We have purpose on the inside of us, and the Lord said, greater works will we do. So whatever I'm speaking, if I'm speaking death, that's what it's going to be. If I'm speaking life, that's what it's going to be. When the devil is waging war in your mind and you begin to think negative thoughts. Silence the devil by confessing the promise of God out loud instead. Because that's where he works. He comes to the mind and say things are not going to take place. But listen what the Lord told me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Some of us are in big tests, saith the Lord God, because major things are going to happen and take place in your life. So first it comes a test. It is called the walk of favor. You don't understand, praise God, yet Kandonamasia. The word of God is true. It's called the walk of faith. Your journey is not going to make any sense. I want you to hear me today. Your journey ain't going to make no sense. Hey, cut it up, I'll show you. To the natural man, it's not going to make sense. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's nothing impossible with our God. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-seeing. But there are things he will not do until we speak out in faith. I want you to hear me. In the book of Ezekiel 37, God kept asking Ezekiel to speak life into the dead bones until they came to life. What is it that God is telling you to speak life in until it happens? Today, God is asking you to speak life into every dead situation in your life. God knows the end from the beginning. The Bible says in Genesis 13, 14, and 15, and the Lord said to Abraham, the Lot has separated from him. Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. He said, look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, come on, I want you to hear me, which you see, I'll give you and your descendants forever. Abraham had been waiting for the promise of God concerning a child for years. The waiting is taking too long to manifest. But Abraham and Sarah, his wife, were sure God will surely fulfill the promise. So they waited. But in the midst of their waiting, God never stopped communicating, reassuring, and reminding them of his promise. A day came and Abraham was alone. God asked him to look to the four corners of the earth, and they shall all be his. Not only that, but whatever he saw will be a lifetime inheritance for his children. Oh, my God, I give you glory. At this time, Abraham and Sarah were still waiting and believing for the child. Yet God making promises to their unborn children. They don't never see them kids right now, praise God, because the word has went forward. Amen. This is faith in action. Somebody say faith in action. God knows the end from the beginning. Their condition won't be forever. I want you to talk to me. It's just a transition. Who I'm talking to today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you, God. It's just a transition. Beloved, you are waiting, praying, and believing God for your own Isaac. Oh, yes, Hodabosana. Your Isaac could be a ministry, a business, a job, a marriage, a dream, a healing, a breakthrough. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. No matter what it is, don't give up. I'm talking to us today. I'm not only talking to you today. I'm talking to us today because the word goes to me first. Come on, Holy Ghost. I minister unto God, and then yes, Holy Ghost, I get it, then I minister to the people. So I want you to know, praise God, don't you give up. It's not too late. God's still on the throne and in charge of your life. Your condition is not final. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The doctor's report is not final. That's the Bible. The Bible says your condition is not final. Look at Luke 8, 43 and 48. It's not final. The prophecy of death are not final. Ask Hezekiah. Come on, somebody. I'm going to call it out today, praise God. You will rise above the roots of your circumstances. Only God has the final say over your life. Your latter end shall be greater than your beginning. May your expectations receive strength. Oh, come on, and manifestation, unfailing, in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe, God, that your expectation, and he given you strength, and he is going to manifest with his unfailing love in the name of Jesus. Everyone's sight is his limit. What you see determines where you can reach. How far Abraham will see determines his expansion and breakthrough. Do not limit yourselves and your breakthroughs. Believe God for greater things, and it shall come to pass. The power of revelation. Come on, Holy Ghost. The power of revelation. When God gives us a revelation, when God speaks to us, praise God, when God speaks to his word, when God speaks to his prophets, when God speaks, the power of revelation. The Bible says in Genesis 21 and 19, then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skins with water and gave it to the lad a drink. Much prayer and fasting without revelation will lead to frustration. The Bible says, Hagar, the concubine of Abraham and the mother of Ishmael, fled into the wilderness and was prepared with her son to die of starvation until God appeared to her and opened her eyes to see a solution to her dilemma. May God open our eyes today. So many believers today are like Hagar, angry with God, frustrated, depressed, and thinking sometimes of suicide because of their situation. They think their issues are hopeless. But I'm here today to tell you that your issues has a solution. Come on, somebody. Now is the time to pray for God to open your eyes to see what he is doing behind the scene. And other, oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. And other to terminate your problem and usher you in to your testimony. Oh, come on, somebody. God said it, Abo Shanda. You are in your faith walk. Praise God. It's called the walk of faith, people of God. You got to know, praise God, it's a walk of faith. My God, I give you glory. Can I talk to somebody? God is trying to tell me to talk to somebody today, praise God. I remember, I'm just going to give you a small testimony. I'm going to shift back to the word because God wants somebody to hear this today, praise God. I remember, praise God, where I came from. My landlord all of a sudden called me. Carolyn, we're putting our house on the market. It's getting to be too much because we're way over here in Florida, and y'all are all way over there, and we have a lot of things going on with our kids because they're getting sick, and now we need the money, so we're going to put it in today. Out of the blue, how you going to call me the day of and say, I'm putting on, you already called the realtor, everything. She did everything. But see, God had a plan, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So I met, amen, the realtor that was going to put it on to market. And what happened was, she said to me, man, this house looks so beautiful. It's like you staged the house. It's so clean. Everything is in place. I mean, every room, praise God. She said, Carolyn, I thank you because everything came out so beautiful. And all of a sudden, people of God, everybody started flooding the house to see it. It was on the market. Everybody. They started coming. I mean, I had realtor. I had to basically stay out the house. Amen. Not knowing where I was going. I didn't have a place yet. Praise God. How about sick? Oh, yeah, how about see ya? So my husband said to me, Carolyn, you're packing everything. I said, well, I got to pack because they want the house. And I believe God that he's going to make a way. Everywhere I went to try to find some place to go, the doors were shutting. Slam, 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 slam. And I'm sitting there, God, what is going on? The Lord, I said, God, I had to get still, y'all. I had to get before God and sit. All of a sudden, I was sitting. He said to me, there's a realtor card in your top drawer. You met her a year ago. This is how God talks to me. I jumped up and looked in the drawer. Here goes the card. Praise God. And I called the lady and she said to me, well, come over. She's a, and believe it or not, she was a realtor. She said, come over. I want you to see this house. So I come in and she says to me, well, my daughter is in charge of everything. So how do you like the house? I said, the house is nice. It's a beautiful home. And so she said, well, I'm going to call my daughter and she'll get in touch with you. And now I want y'all to know that this time is winding out because the house sold quick. Glory to God. It was almost ready to get ready to move in. Hallelujah. So what happened was I had to wait on the daughter. And listen, people of God, I had to be out on the first of the month. When I tell you it was the 31st when I talked to the daughter, the 31st, a couple hours that I had to be out of this house. When I tell you God takes me to the limit, and everybody that knows me knows that he does that to me, it's called the walk of faith. 7 o'clock that night, I had a meeting with her. And she says, okay, all right. What do you want to move in? I said, well, I got to move in tomorrow. She said, okay. But what I'm saying to you people of God, when God takes you on the journey, it is not going to make any sense. When he taking you through a walk, see, I had already called the moving company. I have already boxed everything up. When I called him, he said, you got to be kidding me. You really going to move tomorrow? I said, yes, I am. He got all his people, came and moved me out that house. When I say God took me to the very end, he took me to the very end. I didn't have nowhere to go, but God made a way within 12 hours for me being out of one place to get to the next place. When I got there, I raised my hands to heaven because my God will never fail us, people of God. He will never fail you. You have to really believe God for the unbelievable. You have to look beyond where you're at. You have to see where he's taking you, people of God. I don't know, praise God. I am talking to somebody that's believing God for a supernatural move, but I am here to tell you when I say I can tell you because I have experienced it, praise God, everything that God does in my life. He takes me to the wire. So what I'm saying to you people, God, you might not have my story. Amen. Praise God. But believe God and trust God for the unbelievable and the impossible, because if he said it, it's going to happen. I don't care how long it is. I don't care how long it takes. He's going to do it because he's watching over his word to perform that what he was saying. God did not say nothing to me through this walk. When God is taking us through the faith walk of life, the tester, amen, praise God, he is always silent. He won't say nothing. He'll give you a word just like he did Abraham. Get up out of this place and go to a place that you know not of. I will lead you. I will guide you. I protect you. And that's what Abraham did. You can't tell me, praise God, what God can't do. Now is the time to pray for God to open your eyes to see what he's doing behind the scenes. In others to terminate your problem and to usher you into your testimony. Every problem has an expiration date. So I'm telling you today, don't you give up, people of God. What you see determines your destination. The Bible says in Numbers 13 and 32, there we saw the giants. See, there we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. What you see and how you say it determines your destiny. With your own words, you can accelerate your breakthrough, slow it down, or even prevent it from coming to pass. The children of Israel saw themselves as grasshoppers. I don't know how you see yourself, praise God, but Israel saw themselves as grasshoppers in the sight of the so-called giants, and they declared so it is in the presence of Moses, the servant of God. They forgot the God. The God is the one who is bigger than the biggest and the greatest than the greatest. They forgot God, who miraculously brought the them out of Egypt, all but to perish in the wilderness. The promised land was theirs. Come on, somebody. And for their descendants, but they died in the wilderness. Don't die in the wilderness, praise God. I'm not talking about natural death. I'm talking about your spiritual life. Don't you die in the wilderness, praise God. You might can't see it, praise God, but believe and trust God that he will bring you through. If he bring you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Canaan was their destination, but they perished along the way. What do you see? Come on. Come with me today. I want to talk faith in us today, praise God. Because everybody needs faith. We all need faith as a mustard seed. The Bible says, Jeremiah 1:11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. God asking us the same question today. What do you see? Do you see a problem that is bigger than God, or do you see a God bigger than your problem? What you see and say determines victory or defeat. Your Jericho wall falls. Come with somebody. It will fall. The Bible says in Joshua 6:1-2, now Jericho was tightly shut up because the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, here go that sea again. I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with the king and his fighting men. There was an obstacle that stood between the children Israel and Canaan. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. There was an obstacle. It was the fortified city of Jericho. If they could not conquer the city, then all hope was gone. Joshua and the children of Israel obeyed God, and the walls came down. What is your own Jericho? Some of us are facing giant walls. The walls can be the hindrance to your healing. A financial breakthrough, a ministerial and a breakthrough, a need for restoration. Whatever it could be, whatever the wall, you must exercise your faith by seeing beyond. I want you to know, praise God, today I want you to look beyond where you're at, praise God. That's what God told me to tell the people, praise God. The walls that look so incredibly big and difficult will come crashing down. If only you believe in God and put your faith to work. Pray every wall of delay and obstacle standing between me and my breakthrough collapse right now in the name of Jesus. I speak this over your life. Every wall of delay and obstacle standing between you and your breakthrough collapse right now. Fall down in the name of Jesus. I speak it by the blood of Jesus. I speak it in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every wall that's in your way shall come down. This too shall pass. So the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, come on, I want to talk to us, but what is unseen is eternal. These things that we see are but for a moment. They're not permanent. It shall pass. You may be sick, depressed, unemployed, or experience trial and stubborn demonic attack, but God is at work. God is at work. Things out for your victory. No matter how dark and long the night of your weeping may be, your joy will surely come in the morning. That's Bible, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is moving by his mighty power. I want to talk to you today, praise God, because God is moving by his mighty power. He is breaking forth in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They're not promised, they shall come to pass, praise God. The night may be dark, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The darkest you ever see it, praise God, but it will surely be over. The season shall pass. Victory is on its way, and it's closer than you think. God cannot lie. I'm going to go to a song, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and I will be back. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain. It is not your part.
All right, all right, all right. Amen. Good news is our portion in this season. Amen. Praise God. I don't care where you're standing. Amen. Praise God. Where you're at right now. Look beyond, look beyond, look beyond. See yourself. Amen. Going forward. Amen. Praise God. Remember, the Lord says God cannot lie. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Come on. Neither the Son of Man that he shall repent. Has he said it and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken and shall he not make it good? Some people make promises but do not fulfill them. The reason could be that such people lack his ability to do so. God is different. He is almighty and he can do all things. When God said to Sarah would have a baby, she laughed. Amen, praise God. And that's what people do, praise God. They're laughing, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. She laughed to herself because it sounded impossible, and she was very old. But, somebody said, but God kept his promise to Abraham and Sarah. She had a son despite their old age. Sarah gave birth to a baby at the appointed time. Somebody say it's going to be at the appointed time according to the word of God. God has lots of promises for you and me. Restoration, deliverance, prosperity, wisdom, healing, power, success, provision, praise God, and can I go on? Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He can never fail. Come on, somebody. Just trust him like Sarah and Abraham did. Do not doubt every word as written in the scripture, because whatever he says, he will surely do it. Beloved of God, it's absolutely impossible for God to make a promise and do not do it. Whatever he says comes to pass because he cannot lie. All the promises in the Bible are true, giving us hope that things will be better no matter how it presently look right now. Every word that proceeded from the mouth of God is a promise as it is spoken. Every word that he has written in the word is a promise as it is written. God is not a liar. He has never told a lie. He will never tell a lie because he cannot lie. Every word that comes out of his mouth can be trusted and steadfastly relied upon. God, honest and trustworthy, you can count on him. He is the truth and his word is truthful. Whatever he says is what he will do. His covenant is steadfast. His word is reliable. God, faithful, through and through. And to every end, you can lean on him. He is unshakable, unmovable, the anchor that is reliable. God is not configured to a lie because he is not a man that he should lie. Even if he tells, he can't tell no lies. He cannot succeed. God will succeed. God will make a way. God made a way through the Red Sea. He opened it up. When they thought all hope was gone, he opened it and was dry land. And the walls of water stood up high. Come on, Holy Ghost. And they walked on dry land. You can't tell me what my God can't do. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. He's opening up the way, praise God. He's raising the water for you, praise God. You won't sink, praise God. He got you, praise God. You won't fall. You keep your eyes on him, praise God, and you will never fall. When Peter walked on water, praise God, by faith, praise God, it wasn't until he took his eyes off of Jesus that he went under. But I'm here to tell you today, you will not go under. I'm speaking by the power of the Holy Ghost today. You will not go under. My God, I give you glory. You are facing challenges today that are threatening and overwhelm you. Be encouraged, people of God. God will never let you down. Hold on to his word. Act in faith, praise God. His promises are dependable and true because
it's impossible for God to lie? What makes it impossible for God to lie? God cannot lie because he's holy. His holiness. The Bible says his gloriousness is holiness, which means what makes his glory is in his holiness. The day he loses his holiness in the day he loses his glory. He is too holy and glorious to lie. God cannot lie because there is no room for him to repent. It's only the Son of Man that repent, not the God of men. Come on. He is the God of men, and hence there is no room for repentance. God cannot, amen, lie because he is not afraid of anyone. There is nothing impossible for him to do. There is no one beyond his control, and he is not afraid. So there is no reason for God to lie. God cannot lie because he swore by himself that every promise he has made will surely come to pass. Am I speaking by the Holy Ghost, people of God? It's God that speak through me, praise God. With this, I am guaranteed that all the beautiful prophetic words ever spoken over your life will come to pass. Never doubt the promise of God. God cannot lie because it's contrary to his nature. A nature is that which makes something what it is. Those attributes that defines it. God himself said, I am the Lord. I change not. The Bible says in Malachi 3:6, he will never be less than. He is now or ever will be different. You can't count on that. Amen. Praise God. We can trust God because he cannot lie, and his integrity is unshakable. He can depend on him and trust in our entire life in his hands. Come on, somebody, because he is able and faithful hand. I want to talk to us today, praise God. I lift my hands before the Lord today, praise God. Hallelujah. What are facts? It is visible reality, which we can see. There are things that we see with our physical eyes. Problems are reality. We're all going to have them. There's no denying they exist. There's no denying you could be presently at home or jobless. Come on, somebody. No need to sugarcoat the facts that maybe things are falling apart in your home, your ministry, your business, career, and prayer right now in your life, yet visible reality is temporary. Faith has the ability to see testimonies in these trials that no physical eyes can see. Facts is the report of the devil. The children of Israel was given two reports. One lined up with what God had promised. The other contradicted it. The Bible calls it a bad report. I want you to hear me today. When we hear the enemy speak, that's a bad report. All the 12 spies saw and acknowledged the giants, all of them, while one party believed the promise of God. See, you're going to always have one that believes and one denies because they can't see through the eyes of faith. The other believed what they saw in the land and spoke against the promise. Every day we get reports from the news, experience, our friends, our family, our doctors, amen, and many other sources. We also get reports from the Word of God, which most times contradict what others are saying. That's when we have a choice. Do we believe what we hear in the natural, or do we believe the report of the Lord? Remember, we talked about that on last week. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I'm going to speak this, and I'm going to close out. The Bible says in Mark 5:25-34, we all know the woman with the issue of blood heard that report about Jesus while the doctors placed her on lifetime medication. She believed and touched Jesus' garment and was healed. Whose report will you believe? Choose to believe the word of God. Speak or act on unfailing promises of God. Then he will go to work to change your situation. God goes by faith in action. It is the voice of the impossible, fear, unbelief. We are surrounded by voices. None of these voices is without meaning or significance. Every voice is communicating a message or information. Every voice attempts to command obedience. The voice you listen to will determine your success or your failure. There are the voice of God, God voice with reassurance, comfort, protect, help, and convict and lead you. There's a voice of the flesh. There's a voice of the mind. There's a voice of the devil. It will frighten you. It will confuse you. It will discourage you and condemn you. I want to talk to us today. There are voices of the prophet. There's a voice of your spirit, the voice of your spouse, the voice of your own will, and there's a voice of your circumstances. The devil always questions the word of God. He will attempt severally to make us doubt God and his promises. The mind is a battlefield. I want you to hear you. Hence, we need to guide our thoughts. Every negative thought in our mind must be silent audibly. Practice hearing the voice of God. Cultivate his presence daily. Find a quiet place. Be still and know that he is God. Read the word, praise and worship deeply. Silence negative voices. Silence every voice of doubt, failure, sickness, and impossibility. The fact is, rely on your own strength. Strength is energy. God gives us complete tasks. As great as that may be and may sound, human strength implements faith in God. When you rely on your education, your contract, your family, amen. It looks knowledge, talent, resources. Assume you can handle life situations without his help. You will struggle fruitfully. Lean and trust fully on God. When you look up to God, you can climb the highest peak or mountain. Do not lean on your own strength. Lean on God and trust him fully. Hallelujah. I got to stop right here. I told you this is going to be like a mini sermon. I'm going to stop right there. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just know this. When I sat down this morning, the Lord says, we are coming in a time of divine order. And that's why when divine order comes, it seems like your journey ain't going to make no sense. For some of us, we have to catch up. For some, you are already there only because your faith level is there. Some of you are still fighting to believe God for the impossible. But I'm here to tell you today, hallelujah. That feeling when you are losing control, that's when God steps in. It is a supernatural divine movement of God Almighty. See yourself on that new job. See yourself in that promotion. See yourself where your ministry is expanding. See yourself with your business exploding. See yourself at your new address. See yourself driving that new car. See yourself with a blessed marriage. See yourself, amen, praise God, with your children being blessed and prosperous. Right now, praise God, we are breaking yokes today. Because God said it about you. See beyond where you're at right now. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today. Praise God. Of what he is doing. Embrace your portion. Somebody say, my portion is blessed. I'm highly favored by God. We went through the storm. We went through the fire. Now we're coming out not smelling like smoke. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. We're going to make it, people of God. We're going to make it to our promised land. We are blessed. Everyone under the sound of my voice is blessed. Everyone under the sound of my voice has favor. Everyone under the sound of my voice is coming under divine alignment with the Holy Ghost. And we're giving our will over to the Lord and letting God have his way, and we move out of his way. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God on today for the word of God. Look beyond. Look beyond. Look beyond. My God, I give you glory. We thank God for today. Praise God. I just thank God for all the ones, amen, that's been coming on in these hours since we have been in a pandemic, and you're still yet with me. Amen. I thank God for you. Praise God. On Friday, on the last month, amen, I was not able to tell everybody thank you for blessing the ministry that we're staying on. I want to thank, amen, praise God, Holly Kobushanda, Pastor, amen, Burgess, and Elder Burgess. Praise God for being a blessing to this ministry. Amen. Amen, that we're still yet on the air. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters, thank you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Diane Burgess, thank you. Amen. Praise God for blessing this ministry. Amen. Praise God. Y'all saw, amen, that God is doing a work on this ministry, and we want to keep on going. Praise God. So I thank you all that's been sowing into the ministry, keeping it on the air. Without your help, praise God, hallelujah, it will be very difficult, but I thank God that he has touched your heart to be a blessing to this ministry. So I wanted to say that to you today. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing, amen, to the ministry, you can do so. You can call me 302-883-9799. Praise God. If you need prayer or leading to Christ, amen, please call me 302-883-9799. Amen. We are here. Amen. This is what it's all about. It's about saving the souls. It's not about Carolyn. It's not about pastor keeping it real. It's about saving souls. It's a soul winning ministry. And I thank God that it's going places that my feet has never touched. So we give God the glory. Don't forget tomorrow. Praise God on Monday. Amen. We know tomorrow is a holiday, but pastor keeping it real said he will still be on. Praise God on Monday at 6 o'clock. Don't forget Bishop Thurman Butler on Tuesday. Weekly Word Workout with Lady T. Praise God is on Wednesday. Ilona, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Praise God. True Vine International Ministry will be on Thursday. Praise God. And Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. You don't know who you're going to get. I was on last week. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. And let me pray, people of God. Hallelujah, Shanda. Let me pray. Let me pray. Thank you all for this. It's Sunday morning. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to continue to look beyond where you're at right now, praise God. And whatever you do, believe and trust in the Lord. And guess what? Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your name. I give you glory, Father God, because you are God all by yourself. I thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, because you are moving by your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord Jesus, high, yes, Holy Spirit, for your love, your grace, and your mercy over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I come, high, yes, Holy Spirit, ask that you bless thy people, God, all over this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, the ones that are called by your name, God. Oh, God, bless the homes, God, the ones that's under the sound of my voice, Father God. Bless them, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to do a new thing in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, most of all, right now, God, we raise our hands to heaven today. Ask that you open up our eyes. eyes, God, that we will see through the eyes of faith, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we will look beyond our circumstances, God, and see you in all things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But God, I pray, Father God, that we will continue to speak life, God. You say faith is the substance of things not seen. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So God, we believe you, God, and we trust you, God. We lift you up, God. We exalt thy holy name because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are a provider. You're Jehovah Mechanist. You are a sanctifier. You're Jehovah. Oh, yeah, Katora Basanamasia. You are Jehovah Rohai, God. Yeah, Katorasia. Ah, the Lord our shepherd. And I thank you, Father, that you are our shepherd on today, Father God. Lead us and guide us to all truth, Father God. Oh, God, make the crooked places straight, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring forth a divine testimony in our lives, Father God. Hallelujah, that the world can see that you are still yet on the throne. And you, when you don't break no promises. So I thank you, Father, that you are, yes, God, that you are overlooking the word that you already spoke. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and the Son Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, be blessed. I have a song. Happy Sunday, everyone. Happy holidays to you.